AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has arrived in Geneva to meet with top European diplomats. It's the first face-to-face meeting between Western and Iranian officials since the start of the conflict with Israel. Meanwhile, President Trump says he'll decide within 2 weeks whether the U.S. military will get directly involved in the conflict, given the substantial chance for renewed negotiations over Tehran's nuclear program. President Vladimir Putin hailed Russia's economic outlook at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. At the same conference, some members of his government warned that Russia could face a recession. Putin mentioned the recession warnings, but emphasized that it mustn't be allowed. He pointed out that manufacturing industries have posted steady growth, allowing the country to reduce its reliance on oil and gas exports. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on Britain's end-of-life bill.
British lawmakers are set to vote Friday on whether to back a bill to help terminally ill adults end their lives in England and Wales. The vote could be one of the most consequential social policy decisions British politicians will ever make. Members of Parliament supported legalising assisted dying when they first debated the issue in November by 330 votes to 275. Since then, the Terminally Ill Adults Bill, also known as the End of Life Bill, has undergone months of scrutiny, leading to some changes in the proposed legislation. That legislation is being shepherded through Parliament by Labour lawmaker Kim Leadbeater, rather than the government. Leadbeater is confident lawmakers will back the bill. However, Conservative MP Ian Duncan-Smith says,
"I will vote against this today, mostly because I believe this legislation is fundamentally unworkable and will lead to huge problems."
The vote is potentially the biggest change to social policy since abortion was legalised in 1967. Karen Shamas, London.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on how the U.S. halt in funding the UN World Food Programme is affecting one refugee camp in Kenya.
Some 300,000 refugees at the Kakuma camp in Kenya have had less food since the U.S. paused support to the UN World Food Programme in March. Refugee Martin Komal says the food received in May lasted only a week, and the widower and his five children relied on handouts from neighbors for the rest of the month. Colin Buletti, who heads the World Food Program at the camp, says they're getting a lot of malnutrition cases.
No diversification of diet, no more variety of diet, and no more support in terms of the basic needs they used to get.
And Buletti says it will get worse in August.
It means only a fraction of the refugees will be able to get assistance.
The U.S. had been the world's biggest donor.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,